Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of God is risen on you. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. For the Lord your God shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. For the Lord your God shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. For the Lord your God shall arise upon you, and his glory shall
healing unto the nations. In a dry, thirsty land, a seeking so yearns after the refreshing water of God's holy word. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. Be blessed as you receive the apostolic teaching ministry and word outreach of God's servant, Olufunso Joseph Omigyan. Healing unto the nations. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise the Lord. Our God is a good God. I have the privilege of sharing with you on a very wonderful series on Between a Son and a Slave. Between a Son and a Slave. Let us pray. Mighty God, we thank you because you have exalted the ministry of your word, and you have determined to bless everyone that will listen with an open heart. I ask that you will speak clearly for your servants to hear. Bless your word, bless your people. Let your name be praised. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Between a son and a slave. That's the topic we are looking at. I trust God that he will speak to you as you listen. God bless you. Open your Bible with me to the book of Galatians chapter 4 verses 1 to 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth not from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son unto you, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. God loves us so much. And in life, we start out as children, but we must not continue as children forever. That's why the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. When he was born as a child. But he did not remain as a child forever. The Bible says, for as long as the heir, the rightful owner of inheritance, remains a child, he is no different than a slave or a servant. So we must not remain where we started out from as children. If we remain as children, we are not different from slaves. That's what the Bible says. We are no different than slaves. To be able to live in the fullness of our potential as heirs of God, we've got to grow. I want you to mark the word grow. We've got to grow. If we must become what God wants us to be in Christ Jesus. That's the plan of God for us to grow. Again, when you look at the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 17, it gives us additional light concerning what we are looking at. Romans chapter 8, the Bible tells us in verse 17, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. God wants us to be glorified together with Christ Jesus, the begotten Son, as sons, adopted sons of the Father. In the reckoning of God, the begotten Son and the adopted have the same legal share of the Father's inheritance. Glory to God for the blessing of adoption, that the only begotten Son of God has granted us grace to become sons of the Father. Now there is a difference between a son and a child. If a son remains as a child, that means he has not grown to the fullness of his sonship. And if he remains as a child, he is no different than a slave or a mere servant, because he is not in a position to realize his full potential before the Father. So the will of God for us is not for us to remain as children in the things of the Spirit, but he wants us to grow, to become sons. You see, he was born as a child. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. But he was only given unto the world as a gift, to save, to deliver. He was only able to fulfill his destiny when he came as a son. So it is a child that grows up to become a son. That is the will of God for us, and we shall fulfill it in Jesus' name. God wants you to grow. You must not remain at the same level forever. This is a challenge for you today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, Paul himself brings us a great difference, marked difference, between a child and a man or a son. A son is a man. A child is still an infant. In that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, the Bible tells us, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I became a man, I put away childish things. That's the will of God. We should not remain childish forever. There are things that attract or appeal to children, but do not appeal anymore to an adult. They do not appeal anymore to a man or to a son in the Lord. For instance, children love play, they love fun, they love toys, entertainment, food, sensation, gimmicks, colors, sweets or candies, sugary things. Children love all of this, and they are attracted by them. You can attract a child by some pieces of biscuit, by candies. You can attract a little child with your cookies. But when you become a man, it is not those mundane things that attract you anymore. You see, churches raised on those standpoints of childish attractions are churches of children, churches of spiritual babies. They are not of sons or of adults in Christ, and that's not the will of God. God does not want his children to remain as babies. They may start as children. Of course, that's how everyone should start. But we should not remain as children. Truly, God wants us not to be childish in our faith, although he wants us to be childlike, but not childish. I'll touch that in a bit. In the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14, the Bible says, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That's what God wants for us, to grow up, to mature, to the point of being able to discern between good and evil. To be able to tell the difference between strong meat and milk. Praise ye the Lord. God will have mercy on his church. When a church is full of frivolities, activities that do not encourage spiritual growth, but activities built after entertainment, just to make people to stay in church by making them happy and giving them sweet things that they want. You know, for a little child, if you keep giving a little child only the sweet things, you may end up killing the child because you are not helping the child to face the realities of life. And you may encourage diseases or sicknesses that may have terrible after effects on the entire life of the child. So, in life, God wants us to be built up, to have strong stamina. And you can only have strong stamina as you grow up and you are enabled to be able to take strong food that will build you in the faith. Praise ye the Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to look 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and ye are ye not carnal and walk as men? God is touched. God is not happy. God's heart is not fulfilled when you remain as spiritual babes. A spiritual babe is also regarded here as carnal. So there are carnal Christians, carnal believers. Everything is just about the flesh, to gratify the desires of the flesh, to fulfill the will of the flesh, to encourage the yearnings of the flesh. God is speaking to you because he doesn't want you to remain the same. He wants you to grow up into adulthood in the Lord. Are you attracted to God only by physical or psychological sensations? Are you attracted to God only by excitement, attraction, or bait? I want you to mark that last thing I said, bait. Baits are used to capture or hunt for victims. For instance, fishermen do put their hook, they cast their hook into the water, they put some bait at the mouth of the hook to attract the fish. The fish is attracted, he sees the bait as something to jump at, something so sweet and free. I want to encourage you, run away from free things that have no link with God. Free things. In the world, when they tell you, oh, this is free, that is free, nothing in itself is free. It has been paid for, or it is about to be paid for by someone. So it's not really free in ordinary sense. If you are somebody who is easily attracted by greed, covetousness, you are in for some bait. And when you taste the bait, you become a victim. Something is obviously wrong with you if you are living by seductions. You are attracted to something that seemingly appears to be of God by seductions, by sweet things, sugar-coated mouths. But I want to tell you the truth. It will take you nowhere. This is the spiritual challenge God is giving you at this hour. Dare to grow and to walk in the Spirit. The Bible encourages us to walk in the Spirit, not to walk in the flesh. You either walk in the Spirit or you are in the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, the Bible says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." That's what you should aim for. The rapture is not going to come for baby Christians, for carnal Christians. When the Lord shall appear, He's coming to bring His sons up. Those who have been developed, prepare for the glorious eternity. Those who have done away with the works of the flesh, but have been trained and built, raised and developed, and matured in the things of the Spirit. This should be your aim. Truly, God wants us to be childlike in our faith, yes, but not childish. No wonder in Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, the Bible tells us, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking there, tells us that our faith should be like that of children. In our attitude, yes, we should be like children, childlike, because of simplicity, that is childlike. Now look at Matthew chapter 18. I want you to consider verses 3 and 4. "And said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." God wants us to be great, and we shall be great. He wants us to be built up to fulfill our destiny in Christ through our childlike faith, but not a childish way of life. This is what God is calling you for. You are a Christian, you are a child of God. Are you growing? Are you walking in the Spirit? Are you where God wants you to be? Are you easily seduced by false doctrines, sugar-coated doctrines that will take you nowhere? So, you see, I would want to call it exterior excitements that are mere facade, no depth, no grace, no strength. It is taking you nowhere. Meanwhile, I love you to open your Bible with me to the book of Psalm 103, verse 7. Psalm 103, verse 7. The Bible says, "He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel." Now, there are two classes of people mentioned in this verse. Moses, then the children of Israel. What did God do to Moses? He made known His ways unto Moses, and to the children of Israel, His acts. There is a difference between the two things God showed to both of them. To Moses, God made known His way, His character, His attribute, His mannerism, His principles. But to the children of Israel, they saw His acts, the exterior, external acts. But they never knew the principles behind the acts. So that was what made Moses different from those children of Israel. Moses was his son. The children of Israel were children. They were still children. They could not be able to cope with the depth of knowledge that God showed to Moses. They could not be able to obtain it. It was too much for them. But they saw His acts, and that is not enough. Anyone can see the acts of God. The acts of God show before believers, non-believers, before the wicked, before the righteous. We see His acts all over, but not everyone knows His ways. And Moses knew what those children of Israel did not know, because they were children. God does not want us to remain as children. He wants us to grow up to become men in the things of the Spirit, to become spiritual adults. And spiritual adulthood is not hard to attain if we completely surrender ourselves to the Lord, if we yield ourselves to the help of the Holy Spirit, if we allow God to guide us, it will take us to the higher place. And that is the will of God for you. I want you to focus on it. I want you to seek God for it. I want you to believe God for it. Again, somewhere in the Bible talks of the sons of Issachar, children of Issachar. They grew up, they became men. And what did God do for them? In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, the Bible says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment." They were children like others, children of Israel. But they grew up. They became men. The Bible says, which were men that had understanding of the times. Children cannot have understanding of the times. Children cannot know the ways of God. They can see the acts of God without having any depth of understanding of how and why God does what he does. God wants us to know his ways. He wants us to have understanding of the times. The Bible says to know what Israel ought to do. It is those who became men that became leaders. To become a leader in your generation, you cannot afford to remain childish or to remain a child in the things of God. Intellectually, you can't remain a child. Spiritually, you shouldn't remain a child. God wants us to grow up to become men. The Bible says they were the heads. They were heads. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Many of us children of God love to quote the scripture, "I shall be the head and not the tail." Good. That's a good wish. That's a good confession. But you need to walk the talk. You need to do it. You need to grow. You need to develop to become men. There are others that God will use you to raise up, to lift up, to cause them to grow in the things of God. Just because you too have become a man and you are able to raise others to realize their potential. That is the plan of God. That is the will of God for you. Prepare yourself for it. I want to tell you that God himself is ready for you. He wants to take you through a journey of destiny wherein you will become fulfilled to fulfill your destiny between a son and a slave. If you are a son, but you remain at the level of a child, you are no different than a slave. A slave who has no inheritance, who has no access to inheritance, who has no claim to the inheritance of the Father. So what makes you different? If you are not growing, you are not doing yourself any favor. You are only doing yourself a terrible disservice, and you will not be a blessing to your generation. So you need to make up your mind. You need to choose the path that God has ordained for you. God wants you to take possessions of your possession. He wants you to have the boldness of a son, the courage of a son, the tenacity of a son, the capacity of a son, the resilience of a son. A son will not give up. A son will not allow his father's inheritance to waste away. A son will not surrender to the enemy. That is what you are. You are born to reign. You are born to rule. You are born to excel. God will build you up, and you will not fail in the plan and purpose of God in the name of Jesus. Galatians, where we started, let's read it once again. As you search your life, as you search yourself, and see where you are and where God wants to take you. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from his servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God through Christ. If you remain a child, you are in bondage to the elements of the world. But when you are a son, you are a strong possessor of your possession. You are in charge. Stay tuned for the second message. God bless you. Shall we pray? Gracious God, we thank you because you love us so much. We thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the new thing you are doing in our lives. Build us up to be what you have called us to be. Take us to the glorious land that you have prepared for us. Thank you, God, because you never change. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
We believe the Lord has blessed and enriched your soul. We also love to hear from you what the Lord has done for you. Contact us at Living Salt Apostolic Network, Incorporated, GPO Box 12440, Ibadan 200001, Nigeria. Email info@livingsalt.org. Website www.livingsalt.org. Jesus Christ is Lord. Ancient.